This is Dee Cornetti, president of the Home Health Section of the American Physical Therapy Association. Welcome to this short podcast on the new CMS pre-claim review demonstration project requirement. First, a disclaimer. These podcasts are intended to provide professionals with some guidance on a variety of confusing regulatory and practice issues. But please keep in mind that regulations change over time. Regulators issue updates, and some regulations, such as state practice acts, may trump other regulations. As a professional, it is your responsibility to familiarize yourself with regulatory resources and documents, making certain that you have accurate and current information. While we can help to familiarize you with regulatory references and rationales, you should always go to the regulatory source for clarifications and the final word. Tuesday, CMS held an open-door forum on what the pre-claim review demonstration project is and isn't. It isn't a pre-claim authorization process that will delay initiation of services to the home health beneficiary. Following initial proposal and publication, CMS has retitled this demonstration as they reported it was never their intent to pre-authorize services as a condition for service delivery. Therefore, it has been altered to be called a pre-claim review, but remains in essence substantially the same. This demonstration project affects 5 states: Illinois, Florida, Texas, Michigan, and Massachusetts, for a 3-year period. There are staggered start dates for each of these states, beginning with Illinois on October 1st of this year, 2016, followed by Florida on October 1st, Texas, December 1st, and finally Michigan and Massachusetts, slated for a January 1st, 2017 start. CMS is proposing that this pre-claim review demonstration will help educate home health agencies on what documentation is required and encourage them to submit the correct documentation while still allowing the agency to begin providing services and receive their initial payment, or RAP, prior to the pre-claim review decision. A home health agency may resubmit the supporting documentation as many times as necessary during the pre-claim review process, working closely with Medicare to ensure what documentation is needed and why a prior submission was insufficient prior to final billing of that claim for the episode of care. Currently, the opportunity to fix home health documentation and resubmit a claim for payment is rare and typically only available in the administrative appeal process after a claim has been denied. If a claim is ultimately not approved during the pre-claim process, then the final claim for payment will be denied, but the agency can still use the appeal determination process according to currently established guidelines. After the first 3 months of each demonstration project per state, which Medicare terms an initial grace period, all claims submitted without a pre-claim review and determined to be payable will be paid with a 25% reduction of the full claim amount. Because many of us work in agencies and organizations in these states that have been identified to participate in this demonstration project, many questions still exist, and all the details of this demonstration project have not yet been published. Therefore, the section is dedicated to providing you real-time, accurate, and complete information in a timely manner. We will publicize additional information as it becomes available on our website, www.homehealthsection.org, through e-house calls, and on Facebook and Twitter social media. We plan to provide education for section members once the specifics of this demonstration project are published in the next few weeks. So stay tuned. With all the payment initiatives underway, it is important to keep your finger on the pulse of Section Act offerings by checking in with us regularly or following us on the aforementioned social media platforms. And if you're not engaged at present, please consider joining. Many of you not currently practicing in these 5 states may think it unimportant to participate in CMS and home health section learning activities surrounding this demonstration project, but I urge you to reconsider. CMS has a history of building policy around findings from such demonstrations. Just look to bundled payment care initiatives, including the Comprehensive Joint Replacement, or CJR, program currently underway. The time for adoption of a business-as-usual mindset is no longer. We are in the midst of payment reform focused on addressing CMS's triple aim: quality services, beneficiary satisfaction, and cost efficiency. Until these products are available, please stay engaged. It's as easy as cutting and pasting the link available on the section website for a transcript of Tuesday's open-door forum call, or if you have a question, feel free to submit via the email to the address email address that was provided there for you as well. You can also download the FAQs from the www.cms.gov website related to this demonstration project. Finally, I would like to urge each of you to sign into the scheduled follow-up open door forum call related to this demonstration project that is slated to occur a couple weeks from now. Please follow on www.cms.gov and look for that special open door forum related to the pre-claim review demonstration project. Thank you.